Just kidding. A sports news update for Host Plus, an industry super fund for all Australians, run only to benefit its members. Search Compare Host Plus today.
Have you changed the criteria for people to go into the knob file?
No.
Well, I reckon there's been a couple of candidates over the last couple of days and you've just let them pass. So I'm just wondering whether you just softened your attitude towards the knobs out there.
No, they're just, they haven't revealed themselves in recent times.
I've pointed out a couple and I've said, are they in the knob file? And you've gone, no, wish they won't be going in the knob file.
That's because you're a bit more precious than me. I've got a thicker skin than you.
I don't have a knob file.
It's a pretty big file.
I know that.
It's got to be pretty knobby to get in there.
I know. I just wondered whether you've softened the criteria. Because Carl rang me last night. He wanted to know whether you've softened the criteria.
I ring Carl most days and just say, what do you think about this? Should we put him in or her in? He goes, oh, no. He's a sort of knob ambassador. Carl Drewy is from afl.com.au. His article's up today. He joins us on a Thursday to talk about trades and player movement. Here's one for you. Duna is a texter. He knows his footy.
He's prolific.
But he knows his footy.
He does.
Well, good morning to you. I'm going to hit you with this one straight up before you do your stuff, Cal. Harry Broderick, how good are you?
Hey, Gary and Tim. I don't think he's in the top rung of players for this year's draft, but someone that certainly clubs has looked at over different stages, but no, I don't think in the top rung.
He's plays for Marston. I just thought
that was his dad. You've let him down gently, Cagliani.
Is there another club that's sniffing around Josh Dunkley? His name comes up more regularly on our board than anyone else's.
Yeah, and for good reason, because he's still weighing up his decision. He's got a big call to make, and I don't think it's going to be a call that he makes until the end of the Bulldogs season now. Brisbane, I understand, have a level of interest in him as well. So joining the likes of Port Adelaide and Essendon, who have been linked to him for a little bit longer, we reported a couple of weeks ago the Power's interest in Dunkley, and I still have them as a real contender for him if he decides to leave the kennel. But I believe the Lions to be in the mix as well. He has a link in Queensland too, where his sister Lara plays netball with the Queensland Firebirds. The Dogs want to keep him, and they've got a long-term offer in front of him, and that's been in front of him for some time. So he has a big call to make, and obviously given the situation in 2020, he's really strung this one out to see which way it goes. But expect some conclusion on that probably at the end of the Dogs year.
Hey, calculating, Jakey Lloyd's been a consistent performer for the Sydney Swans over a long period of time. Is he negotiating a new deal?
He is, Tim. He's been one of the free agents who've gone under the radar this year. He's still had a contract on the eve of the Swans final series, but is in talks on that new deal at the moment, likely to be around the 3 to 4 year length. Knocked back a big offer from the Gold Coast the last time around. He was out of contract and he's set to stay at the Swans again. Been a real hit for them off the rookie list. Might play his 200th game in the final series. Also, Sam Reid, another unrestricted free agent, heading for a new deal with the Swans as well after what's been a pretty good year for him. Likely to be a one-year extension.
Anthony McDonald, Tippin Woody, was he reconsidering retirement?
He was. My understanding was Anthony McDonald, Tippin Woody, reconsidered his retirement, was interested in coming back to the Bombers. Now, Essendon was certainly aware of his interest in potentially returning, and I think receptive to it, possibly under certain sort of fitness markers, but not considered likely now. McDonald Tippin-Woody said this week he's not pursuing a return, but interesting one nonetheless. His career obviously ended very quickly this year after getting back to play some VFL footy. The other thing to note as well from Essendon's perspective, I mean, they have been on the search for a small forward throughout this year. We know their interest that had been there for Isaac Rankin. They've also got a couple of players coming through the draft that they'll have ties to with the Davey twins. They drafted Tex Wanganeen this year as well. And also Anthony Mankara, who's a name that we'll be talking about a bit more as the draft gets closer. Lively forward. They may get him as a next-generation academy player. Been cited too much at under-18 level this year. So they have to get him through to pick 40 if he's going to get to the Bombers. And with every week that he sort of doesn't get seen on that level, he's a chance to get there.
Sounds to me like the Wisps hiding him. The Cats are on top of the ladder, premiership favourites. Jacob Hopper, is he going to get there next year? And what about Tanner Broon and Ollie Henry? Surely not getting all of them.
And Brody Grundy interest as well, Gary. So there's obviously a lot happening there with Geelong, as there always is. Look, I think Hopper's a good chance to be right in the mix for the Cats. And we reported about a month ago their interest in him as a pre-agent. They'd have to trade for him, obviously. He's still got a year to go in his contract with the Giants. Tanner Broon has interest in Melbourne as well, not just at Geelong. I think that's one that'll drag it out a little bit during the trade period, but I think he'll get somewhere in Victoria. And look, I think Ollie Henry is likely to stay at Collingwood. There's been in talks on a deal for a little bit now, but just hasn't got to that point of agreement. But certainly Collingwood, you'd expect, would want to keep him, given he was a first-round pick only 2 years ago.
Talking to Calculating, Cal Toomey from AFL.com.au. And all the discussion around the Gold Coast Suns has been about Isaac Rankin, but they've also locked away a couple of other players. Is that right?
Yeah, long-term deals, Tim, for Lockie Weller and young defender Caleb Graham. Lockie Weller signed on for 4 years, so been really missed since his knee reconstruction mid-year as part of that group of halfbacks that all went down in successive weeks, really, with Connor Butterick and Will Powell as well. But inked that new deal. And Graham is a young, tall backman who, a lot of listeners might not know too much about him as yet, but they're very hard to find in the market, and he did have some interest in Victoria this year. So his four-year deal takes him through to 2026 when he'll be a free agent. So the Suns have locked away a couple of key players there for long term.
Carlton Collingwood contracts, what any updates or any news on them?
There's always news, Gary. New deal for young Magpie Trent Bianco, who's triggered a one-year extension, reporting today from Josh Gavlich on AFL.com.au. Well, Riley Beveridge reports that Carlton trio Matt Owies, Matt Cottrell and Jordan Boyd all set for fresh two-year extensions as well. So All three of those have been pretty important for the Blues, and they're all keen to stay.
Top 10 Bolter, it's not my man, is it? Ruben from Western Australia. Top 10 under 18 Bolter?
I've got another one for you. Put this name down in your book, Gary. I know you've been collecting notes this year. Bailey Humphrey. Now, he started the year in red-hot form. Actually saw his round one game for Gippsland Power, and he starred. He continued to play some good footy at NAB League level. Then he got injured with a knee issue. He missed the under-18 carnival for Vic Country, but he's back in a big way the past couple of weeks. He kicked 4 goals, 5 behinds from 31 disposals a couple of weeks ago. Then last week, I went to watch this game. He kicked 1 goal of 4 from 16 touches. Missed a bit of the second half with a head knock. Now, he was everywhere in the first quarter. All the talk about him amongst the recruiters during that game was about Bailey Humphrey and how good this guy could be. 185-centimetre forward midfielder. Genuine power, explosiveness, excitement. As I said, a lot of clubs are there on Sunday watching him and seeing what he could do, given he's missed some carnival time. There's a bit of Jordan to go into the way he plays. So think about that type of player.
Wow. My information is that the recruiters are having trouble getting a word out of him, though, Cal. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So you could say Humphrey's barely played this year with that injury.
Barely played. Hey, you told us about the Heppel and the Suns a month ago. That's just building along. So we'll wait and see with great interest how that unfolds. During that bye week, we need to get you in the studio and have a very long extended session. Can you put that in your diary?
Let's do it, Gary. Lock it in.
Thank you, Calculating. Yep. Calculating.
We'll have a jam session in here with Calculating Count.
Good on you. Cal Toomey, afl.com.au. You can go there right now. You can read all of his stuff. He's when it comes to the talent identification, he's the guru, Whispers. He's just he's the number one man.
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
What are you looking at?
I can't see that there's anybody out there that knows more about the Caper than what he does. I'm just looking
O's Plus, an industry super fund for all Australians.